Hi, I'm Ms. Wilson. I'm a coastal science educator and a first-time contributor to StoryWalking.com, the creative home of Storywalker Wendy, whose work has inspired so many of us to explore nature with curiosity and purpose. Storywalker Wendy encourages people of all ages to step outside and learn directly from the land and water around them, and that spirit shaped today's story. Last week, I pulled on my high rubber boots and stepped into a Rhode Island salt marsh of smooth cordgrass to see what had washed in with the tide. Marshes catch everything: shells, driftwood, and, unfortunately, plenty of plastic. My most surprising find was a weathered paper certificate from 2014 documenting a harvest of hard-shell clams, a tiny piece of someone's past, carried all the way back to shore. As I collected litter into a bag, a familiar childhood idea came back to me. The mix of objects reminded me of the old I Spy books. Photos, poems, hidden items, a game built on noticing. So I spread some of the debris on the ground, snapped a few pictures with my phone, and later at home, I wrote a rhyme. I spy a chunk of foam, four butts, three straws, and a plastic comb, a cigarette lighter, a marker that's green, and a large bottle for no-add sunscreen. Anyone can do this. Photograph what you find, write a simple I Spy poem, and share it with the Storywalking Radio Hour community on Facebook. It turns a cleanup walk into a creative experience, and it helps people recognize the types of items that end up in our waterways. What struck me most that day was the sheer amount of tiny plastic foam pieces. These fragments are easy to miss, but they dominate coastal debris. During the 2018 International Coastal Cleanup, more than 2,000 volunteers around Narragansett Bay collected over 43,000 pieces of tiny plastic, pieces smaller than an inch. Most of them come from disposable coffee cups, takeout containers, ice chests, meat trays, and packing foam that is broken into pieces. Plastic foam, often called styrofoam, is made from a petroleum-based material called polystyrene. It's extremely lightweight, about 95% air, which makes it float, crumble, and travel far. It doesn't really degrade, it just breaks apart, creating thousands of small pieces that animals mistake for food. Recycling it is another challenge. Even with a recycling symbol and the number 6, polystyrene foam cannot go into curbside bins. It takes up roughly a quarter of landfill space worldwide, and many cities have banned it entirely. In Rhode Island, the only foam drop-off site is at Rhode Island Resource Recovery in Johnston. They accept clean, dry, rigid foam in clear plastic bags, but not spongy foam like packing peanuts or pool noodles. The economics are difficult. It can cost 5 times more to recycle foam than it's worth. That's why reuse, at shipping centers or in creative projects, is the most practical solution for now. Packing peanuts can become art supplies, sensory bin materials, or props for lessons on plastic life cycles. Tiny actions add up. Each piece of litter removed is one less item drifting into the bay, and every cleanup walk becomes a moment of awareness. Saturday, September 20th, 2025, is World Cleanup Day. It's a perfect time to walk with friends, students, or family members and turn your outing into a game. Who finds the most unusual item? Who collects the most cans? Who finds something worth keeping? Look closely at what you find. Bottles, bags, straws, wrappers, and takeout containers are all made from fossil fuels. Each object represents energy extracted, shaped, used briefly, and discarded. When we pick them up, we help rewrite that story. If you'd like to explore more, visit Storywalker Wendy's storywalking.com. You'll find a companion post to this episode, classroom activities, coastal cleanup resources, and more podcasts about environmental awareness and creative outdoor learning. Storywalker Wendy has built an incredible space for anyone who wants to learn directly from nature.